Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Want your kids to feel plumb amazing? Fill half their plates with fruit and veggies. Healthy snacks like carrots and apple slices help kids maintain a healthy weight. Celebrate Fruits and Veggies More Matters Month in September. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Your kids are growing like sprouts. How about trying some Brussels sprouts, too? Green leafy vegetables will help your kids grow healthy and strong. Celebrate Fruits and Veggies More Matters Month in September. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures yesterday. And a bit of a turnaround on those cattle futures for the most part, particularly feeder cattle, which ended up negative yesterday.
Yeah, it was quite a trading session yesterday, Dave, as we saw wild and volatile trading take place. The live cattle and feeder cattle both had triple-digit gains and losses during the session. By the close, feeder cattle were mostly negative, live cattle mostly positive. There was a lack of fresh news to go along with that wild trading yesterday, and there's yet to be any cash cattle trade in our feed yards in Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Now, choice box beef yesterday was 38 cents higher. Select boxes down 50 cents on a movement of 152 loads. The daily cattle slaughter estimated at 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index up 43 cents yesterday. Now, at the moment, we are seeing continued downside in our cattle. October live cattle, 67 cents lower. October feeder cattle down 37. October lean hogs down 35.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's look at these grain futures here today as they closed yesterday. Well, the wheat continues to struggle. Chicago and Kansas City lower, but we saw higher trends on the corn and soybeans yesterday.
Yeah, it was a mixed trading session yesterday, Dave, and it was also unusually quiet, especially ahead of a USDA report that we're going to be having come out later on this morning here, as we saw, as you said, trading on both sides of unchanged. The wheat unable to come back. Corn and soybean showed some strength at times yesterday. Now, that report this morning will be released at 11 o'clock. It's expected to show an increase over the August report for the corn and soybean production, yield, and ending stocks. Now, trading overnight has been mostly lower and in moderate trading volume at the moment. December KC wheat down 2.25 right now. December corn down 2.5. November soybeans 3.25 cents lower. December cotton is down 28 points. October crude oil down $1.09. The September dollar index is down 5 cents. And September Dow Jones futures trading 58 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.